We are joined now by Nalong Kogan, who is joining us over the phone. Good morning, Nalong.
Good morning. Is it Rich?
Rich, yeah, Rich. Yes.
Good morning.
And Gina Washburn. Good morning, Gina.
Good morning.
Gina, wait, hang on. Somehow I don't have your... Try that again.
Good morning.
Okay. All right. We are here today because... There's a benefit coming up on May 10th to benefit College Monfont, which is a school in Togo. Have I got that right?
Correct.
Okay. Yep. Nalong, you were on the radio with Jeff Johnson about a year ago talking about this. And I just would love to have you remind our listeners about your experience with College Monfont and how you got to be there and what College Monfont meant personally to you.
Thank you, Rich, for having me on your show. I have to say thank you to Gina there.
Yes, Gina's
and,
here.
Naomi Ziegler.
Okay.
They plan everything, even this interview. I was sick few months ago, so I thank them for preparing this and making this gala will go forward. I'm from a village that is about 30 miles from the where College Monfont was. So I finished elementary school, and there was no way for me going toward junior high.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom had already died and my dad became blind. So can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
So there was no way I was going to get to secondary school.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad inquired about me wanting to go to school. So he was introduced to College Monfont. So he told me, okay, we're going to have to go. And we got up, down, walk, barefoot for 30 miles to go to College Monfont.
Wow.
And we arrived there around, late evening.
Mm-hmm.
And Sister Claire came out and she received us. And I was the one explaining. I was translating what my dad was saying. So exactly what I told you. And Sister Claire was happy to have me because I wanted to go to school.
Sure.
And I was doing well in school. And she trusts and believed that I could do it. And my dad believed in him. My dad believed in me.
Yeah, that's so 30 miles on foot, barefoot. How long does that take you to get there?
Well, you think about walking maybe from Northfield to Medford.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's not 30 miles.
Yeah.
To Medford. Yeah.
It's
so
really
my dad
something.
Was blind. Think about it.
And your dad was blind.
My dad was blind, so I was in front.
Oh.
Holding the cane, and he was following me.
Wow.
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 You can understand why Sister was touched.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. And he obviously, he saw what who you are and just wanted very much for his daughter to be educated. That's very, that's amazing.
Yeah.
The school itself, once you were there, tell us what the school did for you as a girl and a young woman.
First of all, it was school for all girls,
mm-hmm.
Of all backgrounds. So what the school did for me, first of all, exposed me to a different world. I had teachers from France to Togo to Burkina Faso, and it gave me education. First of all, I have to say, too, my dad couldn't feed me there.
Mm.
So they basically, they fed me, they nurtured me, they educated me, I even came, became a Christian. I became Catholic because of the school. So it also just gave me a broader view of the world. And being here in America, without College of Science, I wouldn't be here.
So I grew. Yeah.
I grew.
That's amazing.
Yeah. If I had been in a village, I would have been married. I would have been in a village.
Right.
You know,
right.
At age 14.
Yeah.
So I hopefully, being a nurse today, my eyes are open.
Yeah. That's wonderful. You're a nurse today. That's. I mean, think about that.
Yes.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Now you. Yeah. It's my understanding, Sister Claire, the woman that took you in, to the school. She recently passed away, unfortunately, and you were able to spend a few weeks with her. Moving forward, or I should say, at the end of her life.
Yeah, I saw her a few times before her passing. But this time was in October. I was planning to go to her birthday to surprise her. She died a week before I would go. So when I went this time, it was for the funeral. This was really hard on me.
Mm-hmm.
So, but before that, in 2017, I met with her. And I just had a few questions for her. And when I was with my dad, when we came for the interview, once in a while she'll get out and come back. Once in a while she'll get out and come. So I asked her, I said, "Sister, what were you doing?" She said she just went to the bathroom and she cried.
Oh.
And I said, "Why?" She said, when she saw me with my dad, she knew now that there was the reason she was there. There was a need, you know? So she said, "Okay. I can handle the mosquitoes. I can handle the sun because this is my mission. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to change this girl's life." And she said she saw me. She knew I would do good. Mm-hmm. So I was the hope for her too. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. So now we have this gala coming up in May to support this school, College Monfont. First of all, tell us a little bit about the school, and then I want to ask you about the things that this gala is supporting.
I think Gina has, I'm just going to be brief here, okay?
Okay.
So the school, it started in 1970, so by a French bishop. So since then, the school has been educating girls. I would say most of the girls in my country came through College Monfont. The gala coming, is that what I said? I forget.
May 10th.
Oh, yeah. So some of the girls went on to university.
Okay.
Some of them are went into having their masters. Some of them are working. Some are looking for jobs. Some of them are still going to high school. And there is one blind girl who now learned how to weave.
Wow.
Traditional weaving. And so, blind girl. So I think that's what College Monfont does, is to help girls very much marginalized to be independent, to be successful, to have an open mind.
Which is a cause worth supporting.
So my passion is to give back what was given to me.
Wonderful. Wonderful. We're going to turn to Gina now. Good morning, Gina.
Good morning.
And first of all, how is it that you came to be involved with this project?
Well, I think that in part through Nalong. I met Nalong back in 2005 because she has been a caregiver in the long-term care center at Northfield Hospital, and she cared for my father until the end of his life. So Nalong's dedication to individuals at end of life really bonded me to her, and I became aware of the work of the school, and I'm the chair of the First UCC Church Immigrant Ministry. And so it fits very neatly into my belief system.
Indeed. So tell us a little bit about the project.
Sure. Collage, the organization, the nonprofit in Northfield is called Friends of Collage Monfont, and it's been in existence since roughly 2017. Naomi Ziegler is the vice president, and Nolong is the president. I'm an ambassador for the organization, and fundamentally what we do is we raise money every year to send girls to school. We're raising money for scholarships. We scholarship approximately 22 girls annually. It costs $500 a year to send a girl to school, which is a really very nominal fee when you think about it.
Absolutely.
And then we raise additional monies to provide food for girls that are living at the school but may not have meals, three meals a day. In addition, the organization over the years has built latrines, a basketball court, dormitories, some kitchen space, provided computers. We just recently, sent a shipment of goods to the school that arrived by boat in December of 2024 after about a year or so of collecting them.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to just acknowledge Northfield Girls Basketball Association, the Northfield Soccer Association, Northfield Hospital and Clinics, Champion Sports, Northfield High School French Girls Program, Carleton College, and Thrivent for providing many goods, socks, shoes, uniforms, soccer balls, personal protection, medical supplies from the hospital, and 172 handwritten cards. So we are extremely excited. And if you go to our website, which is Friends of Collage Monfont or Collage Monfont, you can see a video of the girls receiving the shipment and just the joy of the girls opening up all of these boxes containing, you know, essential supplies for their life.
I'm especially intrigued by the handwritten cards. Nalong, maybe you can answer this. I mean, one of those, I assume these are just well wishes from Northfielders to the girls.
Yeah, it is. We every group that assisted in collecting things, we had cards available for them to write to the girls. We had the girls' names.
Yeah.
So they were personalized. I know. They were personalized cards to every girl in the school.
Nalong, what does that mean to each one of those girls, do you think?
That means a lot. Some of the girls had tears in their eyes. They said it was like a dream. Like a dream. And the dream is, hey, one day we want to be like Nalong. and that is my goal. That is my goal.
That's what I mean. You have to be a hero to these kids. I mean, that's a wonderful thing you're doing. Okay, so I think we understand how impactful this is, but how is it that we're going about this? I mean, how is it that we've got this gala, you're collecting things? How does it all come together? How does it all work?
Well, what we do is that we hold a gala about every other year to raise the funds for the scholarships and for the food and for anything else. And as the plug here is really that the gala is at 6 p.m. on Saturday, May 10th. It's at St. Peter's Lutheran Church here in town, 418 Sumner Street East. Individuals that would be interested in attending can simply go to our website and RSVP. It'll be catered by Ruth's on Stafford.
Can't go wrong there.
I know. It's going to be really, the food's going to be extraordinary. I know. I won't even tell you what the food is because it'll just wet your appetite. we've asked Carleton College African Drum Ensemble to play for us.
Wonderful.
We'll have a brief presentation and a live auction. Kevin Dahl is going to be the auctioneer for a live auction.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we're going to raise funds for is for a wall that needs to be built around the campus of the school to protect the girls from predators. The school is located fairly close to a busy street, and the dormitories are very hot, and the girls have a tendency to sleep outside on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, they are at risk of individuals coming onto the campus and causing them harm. We've submitted a request for funding to the Northfield Rotary International Project Committee, who have already accepted the proposal for some funds, and the district is looking at matching those funds. We need to raise about $26,000 to build that wall. We'll work with Rotary members in Togo, in Tapong, who will assist in the actual building of that, the sourcing of the labor and the materials. So we'd really like to see that, the fruition of that very specific project that has been on hold for many years for the girls. So we'll be quote, selling Legos. Each Lego is worth a certain measurement of the wall. So that'll be part of the live auction.
Awesome.
Is for individuals to help build that wall. So I want to put a plug in for that.
Absolutely.
All right.
May I add something to that?
Yes, please.
Yes. So the auction is composed of cakes. I'm receiving three cakes from Cup Food, four cakes from Family Fair, and then one cake from Martha. So these are the thing we auction, and it's usually we could get $340 per cake. So these are those gifts that we receive from the community, which I'm very thankful to those companies for really helping us.
Those dessert auctions are the way to go. They're fine.
Yeah, and then people just eat the cake at their table. I mean, they
it doesn't even make it home.
Exactly. Yeah, we just put forks and plates on the table because it's just gone. It's really fun. But you know, and the thing I think it's important to understand is that, you know, this organization is really a local community-based nonprofit, and it's Northfield that has stepped up time and again over the past 8 years to really provide these young women with the funds so that they can be educated and, as Nalong has said, independent and have a chance at a life. Mm-hmm.